Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The devil is scared of us. He does not want you and me to get together and pool our faith and pool our resources. In just 4 years, God got me and you together. You and your neighbor. And the things that the Lord has done through the church, I couldn't have done them. You couldn't have done them. But us together. Us together. See, that's what the devil's scared of. He's scared of this. What if 10 million of us got together? What if just 10 churches like us, just 10, got together and pooled our resources? What could we do? What if 100 of us, 100 churches like us, got together? Well, see, the devil knows that. He is scared spitless of this. And so he is working night and day to ensure that we don't get together. Or that we don't stay together as it is. How many churches have you heard that split? Huh? And split. And split. Used to run 1,000, now they got 150. I talk to people every other week about this kind of stuff. Used to have 100, now they got 10. Well, the Lord's just purging us. And No, I'm sorry, no. Something's wrong. Bible didn't say God's tearing his church down. What's he doing? Building. Building means increase, advance. Well, somebody didn't like that. Well, I'm sorry. That ain't the will of God. For a church to go from 1,000 to 100 has never been the will of God. No, sir. Or from 100 to 10, never been the will of God. No, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not. Well, we were so spiritual, other people couldn't keep up with us. And so God's taken us to a special level.
No.
Special deception. Special ignorance. No. Lord help us. No. God's building his church. And the big stuff. Oh, come on now. The big stuff is only going to happen when we get together. The biggest miracles. The greatest accomplishments. The greatest advancements will not be done by you and I alone. It'll be done by us together. The Lord through us together. Can you see this? Now this is what I got burning on my heart. Can you believe with me as the days go by and the weeks go by for utterance on this? Because I'm just stepping out in faith. I'm feeding myself full of scripture on it, but I'm stepping out by faith. And God's taking us somewhere. And I believe what he could do with us and with somebody else could be a catalyst. To some other areas and some other things. Do you believe it's the will of God for his people to get together and stay together and work together? For husbands and wives to stay together and families to stay together and churches to stay together and the kingdom of God to stay together. The church, the church, the church. Jesus prayed that they all may be one. Even as I, you and me, the Father are one. He wouldn't have prayed it if it couldn't have happened. And if he prayed it, I believe in his faith. I believe in his prayers. And it's been centuries and we haven't seen the fullness of it. So it's about time. I said, it's about time for the fullness of it to transpire. Glory to God. Glory to God. One, while we're here, let's finish on this note. What is the church? I want to begin to give you the answer, one of the first items here. What is the church? Jesus said he's going to build his church. What is the church? Technically, if you look up the words, a church is a gathering. The word's also translated assembly. An assembling, a gathering. It's from the word ecclesia, a gathering or a calling together. Right here today is a church. We came from all our different places to one place. You didn't come because I called you. I didn't come to Branson or come here this morning because you called me. Who called you? Who called me? Then God called you from Nebraska and Minnesota and Africa and Argentina and Mississippi and Tulsa and wherever, from all different walks of life. He called us to come together. Didn't he? A gathering, the secular use of the word was a gathering of citizens. Did you hear that word?
Yes.
A gathering of citizens called from their homes into some public place. The general usage of the Greek was it was based on citizenship. Citizens were called together. Glory to God. Well, that's true here too. Because the Bible says our citizenship is in heaven. We're all citizens of the same kingdom. Our names are on the same roll in heaven. Glory to God. And we are the called out ones, called together together. Can you say amen? And that's why the book of Hebrews says, Hebrews 10:25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Even long ago, that long ago, people were laying out of church. There's nothing new. And people were, now get this. I mean, this is centuries and centuries ago. People were saying, well, now I just believe God is everywhere. And I can worship God just as good at my house as I can going down there to that church house. In fact, I feel closer to God here in nature than I do amongst those hypocrites over there. I just feel better. Well, you don't know the Bible, or if you do, you don't care. God has a purpose in getting you and me together. Oh, are you beginning to get this now? No, there are things that only us together can accomplish and can do. And me staying at home and you staying at home won't cut it. It's not going to get it. And if we're not willing to come out and get together, then it's not going to happen. He said, don't do it. But exhort one another. And so much the more as you see that day approaching. The NIV says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let's encourage one another. The New Living says, let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing near. Especially now. We got to get together. We got to get up and get dressed and come to church. Right? We got to get up and come on out. And hook up together, and not just show up together, but be ready to pray together, to believe together, to give together, to get this thing done, to work together, to serve together. 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 Oh, are you getting this now? One would put 1,000 to flight. Two would put 2,000 to flight. Oh. What? Well, 1 + 1 = 2. Now see, that's what the devil's scared of. He knows when God adds us together, it ain't 1 + 1 = 2 anymore. It's multiplied tenfold. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is the church? Ephesians 1. I'm just going to read this to you in closing. Ephesians 1. 22 says, He has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. What is the church? The church is His body. So the terms are can be used interchangeably. The body of Christ is the church of the Lord. The church is the body. Amen. We're going to observe communion today. Right? And the bread represents the body, doesn't it? And we're going to discern the body of Christ, His physical body that was broken for us, and by His stripes we're healed. Thank God. But we're also going to discern the spiritual body of Christ, the church that He is building. We're going to love our brothers, yes. Right? And our sisters. Yes. We're not going to look for things to fuss and fight about. We don't care what the denomination is, what the background is, what the culture is. Are you with me now? We are not prejudiced. We are not prejudiced against any denomination or against any group. Am I right? No, if you love God, you my brother, so give me your hand. You know what we used to sing? I care not what church you belong to, as long as for Christ you may stand. So we want to open ourselves. God's doing something here. We're going to open ourselves. Now, we're not going to compromise the Word of God. We're not going to lower the standard of righteousness. But you don't have to be perfect for us to love you either. And you don't have to believe like we do on everything for us to love you. And work together. Maybe we're not able to work in this area, but we can work together on this area.
Amen.
And God will teach us how to do this and show us how to do this. And the devil's got trouble. I said he's got major problems on the thing he has feared the most has come upon him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.